there are more than 6 million Americans involved in this sport. Skateboarding. And there's something different about the skateboarding community here. Lisa Stewart is a board member of a Seattle-based nonprofit called Skate Like a Girl. She's been a skateboarder for years, but it hasn't been easy. She felt self-conscious as a female skater in her 20s. She had no girls to learn from in a male-dominated sport until she moved to Seattle. She told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel the Northwest is helping to change skateboarding stereotypes.
Who did you see skateboarding when you were a kid?
Mostly my neighbors, who were boys, were skateboarding. One of my neighbor's sisters, his younger sister, skateboarded, and I skateboarded with them, and that was kind of it, mostly boys.
And you kept skateboarding through your 20s, correct?
I did. I definitely took a break. I mean, high school, I was not skating, and I think it's kind of cool today that there are girls who skateboard in high school, but when I was in high school, that was not necessarily the cool thing to do. So, of course, I did band, which was way more cool, right? No, not at all. So I did take a break and then started again in my 20s, and I lived in D.C., and I just started kind of by myself, just trying to learn some tricks and do some things, and I didn't see any girls skating, actually.
What was it like for you to be the only girl skater in D.C., as far as you could tell, during that time?
Weird. I'm sure there were probably some other ones in other places, but I was definitely self-conscious, and I did a lot of practicing around elementary schools and more enclosed places, so I wasn't out kind of in the street or on sidewalks like most of the dudes were, because I felt self-conscious about it, and I didn't always know what I was doing. And, you know, when you don't know what you're doing, you're gonna fall a lot. You're going to fail. You're going to get back up and try again. But being kind of the only girl, it felt a little daunting.
Why did you eventually stop skating?
There just wasn't really support for me. And I wasn't getting any better. This was prior to YouTube, so I'm a little older. So there weren't a lot of easy examples out there for me to access in terms of watching.
I'm talking with Lisa Stewart. She's a skateboarder here in Seattle now, and she's a board member for an organization called Skate Like a Girl. That's a nonprofit based here in Seattle that encourages girls and women, and really everybody, it sounds like, to skateboard.
Definitely everybody.
So what was it like to get back on a skateboard after sort of not really doing it in a dedicated way for years?
Actually, it felt great. Doing tricks and learning those things and rolling around, that at first felt a little sketchy, but it got better. And the thing about Ladies' Night and a lot of the things that Skate Like a Girl does is you get instruction. So learning things was kind of amazing, and being tenacious and repetitive about tricks and trying to nail them, that was great. And I hadn't really done that before, and the environment felt great, so it was pretty exhilarating. And I was like, hey, I'm 45, I can still do this. So that was pretty cool.
The organization you're a board member of is called Skate Like a Girl. Why is it important for girls to skateboard?
When I'm in the skate park taking lessons on Ladies' Night, I am paired sometimes with young girls. So it's me, the 46-year-old, and 2 8-year-olds. And 1 8-year-old that I'd been with in a class several times finally came up to me. She's like, Lisa, I'm going to teach you a trick. It's like, okay. And she's like, here's how you do it. I want to see you do it. I was like, okay. So I did it. She critiqued me on it, told me I needed to work on it, but I did an okay job. And to me, that's just indicative of the amount of confidence that's built over the course of trying to do things that are very difficult. But once you nail a trick, it's just kind of amazing. So the confidence that comes from doing something, putting your all in it, being tenacious, not giving up, it's a little bit priceless. It's hard to measure, honestly. So that's a real key component, I think, of why skating can be great for girls.
You just talked about having the opportunity to be instructed and learn how to do tricks and learn how to get better. That's an experience you didn't have in your 20s in D.C. How else is skating here in Seattle different from your experience in D.C. when you were skating basically by yourself?
There's a great community here, first of all. And I would say, you know, from boys and girls to some of the bros and older dudes. Everyone's really great and supportive. We're kind of changing the culture or changing stereotypes of what does a skateboarder look like. You know, skate like a girl, and we have a chapter in, there's a chapter here, there's one in Portland, and there's one in San Francisco. There are opportunities for older women to get involved and start if they've never done it before. The other thing that's great about that is with the skate camps that we have, and we do these 12 and under skate camps, we have a lot of moms coming. So now I've seen moms who didn't skate before starting to skate or attempt to skate with their daughters, which is great to see. And also women who do know how to skate bringing their daughters and teaching them how to shred, and that's pretty amazing.
Lisa Stewart talked with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. Lisa is a board member of a Seattle-based nonprofit called Skate Like a Girl that encourages girls and women of all ages to get involved in the skateboarding community. Of the 6 million skateboarders in America, only about a quarter are women.